From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump chose Friday not to recertify Iran's 2015 nuclear agreement. However, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said his nation would continue to uphold the multinational pact, at least for now.
We will continue to cooperate with the IAEA in the framework of international treaties and the JCPOA. But if someday our interests are not realized and other parties want to violate their commitments, they should be aware that Iran will not hesitate a moment and will respond to them.
The United Kingdom's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson highlighted Britain's next move.
We will work very hard to persuade our friends and partners in the US Congress that we think the deal has value, and there are many people in Congress who want to fix it, not nix it. They see the importance of keeping that deal going. But, of course, they also see the importance of constraining Iran in the region, and their discussion now is going to be about how you do that.
President Trump said that his goal is to ensure that Iran never attains a nuclear weapon. The president also announced additional sanctions against Iranian individuals and leaders, including members of the brutal Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Briefing reporters on the new policy Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson made clear that the new policy would not alter the U.S. commitment to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media networks for pictures, stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News.